Welcome to Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. In this series, we are looking at the two letters to the Thessalonian Church. This episode is just a taste from the full lesson. It is a standalone teaching meant as special encouragement for you today. So enjoy this short teaching, and we hope you come back tomorrow for the full lesson.
The apostasy, remember I said this Greek word is only used a couple times in the New Testament. It's apostasia. We get, obviously, the English word apostasy is directly derived from that Greek word, apostasia. The problem is that it's only used twice. And the other problem is Paul doesn't define it here. He just says the apostasy. What we know from the fact that it's the apostasy and not just apostasy in general is that it is a definite and a known event. We know it's known because Paul says in verse 5, "Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things?" So he had already taught them about this. They knew what the apostasy was. Now, in our mind, of course, it just means a spiritual departure or defection from truth. That's what we all think when we read that word. But the verb from which this noun derives, apistemi, can mean a physical departure. I looked up several references before I came here just to make sure I was familiar with some of these. And I could take you to some. But even though that's the verb and this is the noun, and so they're not the same exact word, we understand that. But usually a word that's derived from another word shares in its what we call semantic domain. It may share some overlap of meaning, in other words. Even though we never find this word referring to a physical departure as a noun, the verb does. So it's possible. And the Liddell Scott Classical Greek Lexicon lists departure as a possible meaning between the 2nd century before Christ and the 1st century after Christ, you know, AD, Anno Domini. So this usage is possible in that period. It's just that we haven't discovered it outside of this usage, you know, anywhere else in literature, this time period, but it is mentioned as possibly having this usage in this period. So I think this is a physical departure, and I gave you some reasons why last week. His subject in verse 1 is our gathering together to him. That's the rapture. He'd already taught them these things, verse 5. And if we read 1 Thessalonians, 20 out of 88 verses talk about the rapture. So it puts it high on the list as a good possibility that apostasia is talking about a physical departure, or what we've known as the rapture. A few weeks ago when I was here and I mentioned some of these things in the introduction, Jim came up afterwards here. He had his Bible, and he, from years ago, was this the 1970s or so? Okay, about 85 or so, mid-80s. And it's he's got on 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Can you see that? He had apostasy circled and an arrow going down. It says departure, and then in parentheses, rapture? Question mark. Rapture? Is that rapture? Because this was being taught back then as a possible meaning for this word. And so this would agree with everything we already know from 1 Thessalonians. That is, that the rapture has to come first before the day of the Lord can begin. Okay? So I found that very interesting, so I decided to share it out of interest, right? Oop, wait. Yeah, thank you for taking notes, you know, 35 years ago, right? 40 years ago, whatever. Now, let's go through this a little bit. So this is the first thing that has to happen. Now, obviously, since it hadn't happened, they weren't in the day of the Lord. What I think is so interesting about this idea that it's the rapture is that whatever the apostasy is, let's just say it's not the rapture. Let's just say it's not the rapture. It's something else. It's, I don't know, come up with whatever. The Thessalonians would have known about it, right? Or else this would mean nothing to Paul, to them, as Paul wrote it. It would, what's that? Yeah, aliens. Well, that we would know about, right? I mean, everybody would know about it. Okay. But it wouldn't just be the Thessalonians who knew about it. The Philippians would know about it. The believers in Jerusalem would know about it. The believers in Antioch would know about it. I mean, Paul's speaking about it something like everybody would know about this. And therefore, since this hasn't happened, you can't be in the day of the Lord. So it can't be like an isolated thing. Whatever the apostasy is, it has to be something that would be just widespread and well known to everyone. And that's why I say the apostasy, I mean, as a rapture, is a very good candidate. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the rapture happened right now, and millions of people disappeared from this world, that's not going to get overlooked. I mean, it can't get overlooked. So I think it is a really, really good possibility. Okay? Now, I don't know what else could kind of fit that way. I mean, if you just had all the churches in the world go apostate, well, that's already happening. I mean, that's not an event. That is a process. And that's why that's not convincing to me that that's what we would look for. We'd say, well, I mean, it's already here, Paul. Don't you know? In fact, Paul said that in both letters to Timothy. He said, it's already apostasy and it's going to go from bad to worse. So it's apostasy is a spiritual departure. It's just a general phenomena, a process that happens through the whole church age. I think I mentioned Galatians. I mean, look at the people in Galatians 1:6. Paul says, I'm amazed that you are so quickly departing from God who has offered us his grace in the gospel. I mean, that's 49 AD. I mean, that's 2,000 years ago almost. And they already rejected the gospel. So if that's not apostasy, I don't know what is. Look at the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Only one of them has not left, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ. They're all going into false doctrine and chaos. And that's AD 96. So, I mean, all this stuff is in the first century. So apostasy, that's just as a spiritual departure, that's just too general. You've got to have something definitive. And it seems like something like the rapture would definitely be definitive.
Thank you for listening to this lesson from the Epistles to the Thessalonians. Jeremy has a companion book to this study available on Amazon for purchase. You can find the link in the description below. You can also find out more information on Jeremy's website, beyondthewalls-ministry.org. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you found this lesson useful, informative, and encouraging. Because our desire here at Beyond the Walls is for you to grow in your faith, your love of God, and therefore to have a more joyful, abiding life in Christ.